Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Celebrating the 18th anniversary of our show. And we wouldn't want to do it without our good friend Steve Forbes. And Steve has been an abiding supporter of ours for a long time now, for more than a dozen years. And he's, as you know, a man who needs no introduction, the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of so many books, including Power, Ambition, Glory, including Civility in America, Manifesto of Freedom, one of my favorites from the 20th century, the Flat Tax Revolution, which is rearing its head again. I'm very happy to say he's our good friend Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Steve, let's go back. Let's talk about the economy for just a minute. I know that on this show back in 08 and 09, you supported the initial actions of the government and the Fed after the 2008 financial crisis. But as we look back on the 7 years since, can we now say that the Fed has over-medicated the patient? What do you think?
Yes, it's one thing to deliver emergency treatment. But what the Fed did starting in 2009 when the panic was over was the policies that have hurt the economy. They've allocated credit to the government, corporations, but from your colleagues, if you want a loan, they have to paper it six ways to Sunday now.
Yep.
And by having zero interest rates, that hurts lending as well. You don't know, it's like price controls. You don't know what you're going to get for something. You're not going to make as much of it. So we have overregulation, and we have uncertainty from Obamacare. That's why we have this punk economy today.
It's pulled cash out of the economy and put it into Wall Street, hasn't it?
It's pulled it out and left it really parked at the Fed.
Yeah.
And 18% of bank assets are now parked at the Federal Reserve. Sort of like Scrooge McDuck's money bin. doesn't do any good.
So what's the answer?
The short-term answer is for the Fed to allow market rates again. And that would, I think, get the credit markets working again.
Well, how would they do that? Raise rates in December?
We all use that verb raise rates. Let the market set the rates.
Right.
Let the Fed step back. It's like rent control. Mm-hmm. Just let step.
Isn't the market fixed on a foundation of prime? On the Fed funds rate in prime.
The market would set its own rates. The Fed can set a rate that it lends money to banks, they call the discount rate.
Right.
But the rest, they should let the markets set the rate. But short term, they should let at least the rates reflect reality.
Right.
So we stop punishing people for saving and creating capital.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fed should also run down its bloated portfolio. When a bond becomes due, don't reinvest it.
It's unprecedented.
Let the cash go back in the economy.
It's unprecedented, their balance sheet right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. And even in wartime, it wasn't as bloated as this one, during World War II.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
Do you think Janet Yellen has the current chairman, does she have what it's going to take to guide the Fed through this and the economy through this next couple of years?
Well, the question is, does she know what to do?
Yeah.
Much less be able to do it. And I'm not sure. She's, she's the granddaughter of Hamlet. can't make her mind up. And the genes may be theirs in there. The sooner she goes, sooner we get a president who wants a sound dollar, real markets again, the better off we're going to be. But she's not the answer.
But you're not in favor of the Congress taking over oversight of the Fed, are you?
No.
That'd be more of a disaster than what we got, wouldn't it?
Well, that would be pretty hard to do, but I'm sure Congress could rise to the occasion.
But there are people who are proposing that, right?
Well, they what they want by an audit of the Fed, all they want is what are your policies, what are your metrics, what is it you're trying to do? It's called accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fed's trying to portray it as Congress taking over.
But
the
do
Fed
you think so? You are you in favor of that audit?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I mean, we all need to be accountable.
Right. Right.
You have to explain what you're doing.
But I have to be. It still makes me queasy when we talk about giving accountability to the least accountable entity in the world.
Well, right? they created the institution, and in terms of accountability, it's public information.
Right.
Yeah. You know, let the public see.
I mean, I'm okay with you auditing them, Steve, but I'm not okay with Elizabeth Warren auditing them.
Well, Elizabeth Warren has her own little organization inside the Fed, Consumer Protection.
That's exactly right. That's another
agency.
That's another nightmare story.
Forbes.com. War against auto dealers.
Forbes.com, right?
Forbes.com, yep.
We're going to talk about world affairs with our good friend Steve Forbes after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.